This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We are Cultivate.
We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
No.
You fucking suck, bro.
My eyes were closed.
God damn it. I was so into it. Yeah. God damn.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
My God. Did you fart? What's up, shotties? Welcome to the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, except it's after hours and we're not doing any of that. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the umami poppy, Ryan.
And it's the kid, Chris.
And we're back. T-Smooth is in the building.
Damn,
Talk to him.
First back-to-back.
I'm here. Well, I think Emilio did a back-to-back.
Yeah, forget that.
Oh, Emilio.
My bad, Emilio.
The second back-to-back.
But yeah, welcome to After Hours, Tim. If you and the shotties don't know, we record this immediately after recording our previous episode when we're already a couple of shots in. This is where we kind of just catch up and shoot the shit. So, guys.
Let's shoot away.
What have you been up to?
You.
I'll go first. Mm-hmm. So, big news, like podcasting wise.
What?
My other podcast, Reddit on Wiki.
What?
Is that we started an LLC.
There you
Whoa.
Go.
Okay.
So,
nice
business.
Yeah.
Damn.
Official
y'all business fish. Stuff.
We're opening up. Like, I've had to meet like lawyers and financial advisors and CPAs and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, shout out to former guest Andy. He hooked me up with a lawyer and a financial advisor. And then that final financial advisor hooked me up with two CPAs. And one of the CPAs is one of the guys that we that I danced with in UH Modern and that we also competed against in Crawfish Festival.
Wow, no shit.
Oh, wow.
Small
he was on
world.
A Prodigy.
Wow.
Wow.
If y'all remember that.
Of course I do.
I think they got first place the first year we did it.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but yeah, I was like, we opened the Zoom call, and then he was like, are you? And I was like, are you?
Holy
and then we were
shit.
Like, whoa, small world.
Wow.
And then we're banking with, shout out, Dewey, another dance friend.
Wow.
We're banking with Dewey, so.
The network is networking, dude.
Yeah, that's exciting. I was like.
Good shit, man.
Oh, it's cool to know. Like, I already had Ryan and Andy and my brother-in-law, Eric, as like entrepreneurs that I could ask questions. I'm like, how should we be setting this up? Etc. So I've had a lot of help that way, and then the networking is—it's been cool. I'm nervous for taxes and how that works as a joint LLC, because we all have equal ownership of the LLC. So that'll be interesting. But that's not like super exciting to talk about taxes. But it's just you know
save
like
save every receipt. Just yeah. Save it.
So we'll since we started it. This year, technically, we can write off everything that we've bought this year that went towards the show. So, like,
oh, wow.
The nice. Mics, the softwares we pay every month, etc.
Nice.
The internet, the electricity in the room that we record in, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff. It was pretty cool. It was interesting to learn what can actually be written off.
Yep. Did you...
as a business expense.
You painted the walls. Did you do the floors this year?
No, floors were last year, unfortunately. But
the roof?
Last year.
You can go to an expensive dinner and say like one sentence about the business and write that off.
Yeah, technically, whenever John came all down, meals. Huh? Honestly, every time that I buy liquor for this show,
yeah,
can now. I did not save the receipts for that, but going forward, I will be.
Yeah. Wait, for this show?
Yeah, because the LLC is the network.
Oh, it's Cultivate.
It's Cultivate. Oh, okay. Cultivate Media LLC. Yeah.
Nice. So, you do a DBA.
So it's any purchase. That? Any
purchase that
towards the business
would be like a.
But it doesn't have to be a certain price point. Is
no.
What I mean.
No.
Okay. Because like I always see like, I watch YouTube. So like a lot of the like big YouTubers, like I watch car YouTubers and they'll be like, oh, like I bought a new truck and he's already got four trucks. And he's like, oh, it's going to be a write-off. Like,
yeah.
The truck's going to be a write-off.
It's considered a business car. Yeah.
There's like ordinary and what is it? Ordinary necessary expenses that you could write off. I go towards,
but he's got four trucks already. You're yeah. Like, God damn, dude.
But yeah, I'm not gonna get into the details, but it's just like interesting, you know, talking to people that I know that have, you know, their own businesses, and I'm interested to see like how writing off things affects our finances and things like that. I only hear good things about being able to write things off. Nancy was telling me I watched this show like Sidewatch with her. What was it? Schitt's Creek.
Oh yeah,
and then there's like a part where like David, I guess, is just like buying a bunch of shit. He's like the main character or one of the main characters, and the dad, who's like an actual business owner, is like, "How can you afford all this stuff?" And he's like, "Oh, it's a write off." He was "That's not how this works."
Yeah.
So I'm still like I've watched like multiple videos, and I've talked to multiple people, and I'm still not 100% sure how write offs work, but. I'm about to find out because tax season is coming up.
You just have you just have to view it as you putting money into your business because it's not seen as your income. You're putting it back into your business.
So let's say, for example, I bought this mic, $100. I write that off. What does that even mean?
So that you're putting money into your business and that... you can, at the end of the year, say you bought a mic for $100. Your income says you made $1,000 in the whole year. Okay. Out of that $1,000, you put $100 back into your business. So instead of being taxed on that money, it's written off.
Oh, so instead of being taxed on the $1,000, getting taxed on the $900.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, that makes sense.
So
the more you buy for your business, the less you will be taxed.
Essentially, yes. Yes. Okay. Because you're putting money back into your business.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
So that's why like people with a lot of money, they make huge purchases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like when they say like Mattress Mack giving away all those mattresses,
exactly.
It's a write-off.
Yeah.
So all the money was put into the business.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can he write off his gambling L's?
No. I don't think you can do
no.
that.
Oh, okay. That's his personal. Yeah. That's not gallery
furniture.
That's not gallery furniture.
You can't argue that that's marketing for his.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you have the capital, I mean, that guy's like multimillionaire. And like people say, oh, he's betting like $4 million. That's a dime in a bucket for him. Like he's a multimillionaire, you know? And like I said, the like write-offs, everyone should have. Some sort of business where you, that's how you get ahead of taxes. You work so hard at the end of the year, you're going to find out, oh, I still owe X amount. Then you need to hedge that amount by a business. You are like, well, okay, with this job, I owe this, but with my business, I put this much into it. So you can view it, if you can visually see it, it negates. You know, the math negates, and essentially you should have either a lesser tax payment or a refund. But I think that's an awesome thing, man, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking rad.
That's a fucking huge step in podcasting, because I remember you taking this venture and you're like, hey, let's do this thing. I'm like, what's a fucking podcast? I'm still like, what's a fucking podcast? But, you know, you did it. You've been a pioneer, and it's awesome seeing, you know, you take the fruit of your labor. Was that to say? Or,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's super cool. Like, just an experience of, you know, when I was in high school and I was like, I don't want to do nursing. You know what I mean? I was like, I want to go to business. And back then the business was glowing, you know? So it's cool that all these years later, even though it wasn't glowing for me, even though we did a lot with glowing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to put that on.
Oh no, that was,
we did our thing.
I think it was a good learning stepping stone. We could have definitely
business wise, we probably could have done a lot more to help the future directors.
Yeah.
But you know, we went from garage to all the places that
I do think if we made it more than what it was, a club, sort of say,
mm-hmm.
if we pushed for it to be a business, I don't think Guling would be the same or be where it's at today.
Like if we had pushed for a business instead of like the vibes that we were going.
Yeah.
That's true. I think
it could have gone either way.
Yeah. I really have like zero regrets with how we did it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with how we did it. And a lot of people always tell us, you know, like just like the times that they had in Gling were like some of their favorite moments in college and things like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's always a good
Tim
feeling.
Has been there from the jump.
Yeah.
Tim was my first autograph. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
Tim.
Still have the mark. No.
No, Tim, every time we performed, dude. Tim,
I drove y'all to that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
he would have the OG shirt. Like that shirt was like a classic with the red line on it.
Dude, I wore that thing until.
Yeah.
The holes were in the armpits.
I still think, I don't know if it would sell well only to like alumni, but if they did like pre-orders on all old shirts, that shit would be alive. I would buy every single one.
If they made it like in the modern, it's all about the Chris, what do you call it? Like picture tee? What is that called?
Well, just like the vintage gangster rap tees?
Yeah.
Kind of it's like gangster rap tees. But I was like, Just the same design, but on like the baggier fit tee.
I'd
buy every single the red line one.
Oh yeah,
the fucking the greaser shirt.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just cool to finally like actually own a bit. Like it's crazy to think that I own a business. It's weird.
Hell yeah,
that's good stuff, so, man.
It's cool, and you know, huge shout outs to my other two co-hosts on that show. They do a lot more than what I could do, I feel like, you know? And they'll say probably the same, you know, thing about me. I would hope that I, you know, bring a lot to the table as well. But it's just, I don't know. It feels like a cool step.
Hell yeah, man. You're a business owner. Starting your 30s off right, bro.
Dude, I hope so. But yeah, that's been what's up with me. So what about you guys? Tim, Ryan, Chris? Anything new?
Same old shit for me. The past 2 weeks.
Well, if we don't have anything new to bring up, why don't we bring up, do y'all have plans for Christmas?
Going to my cousin's over here in Shadow Creek. They always they have a huge house, so they always host. And
nice.
We're going to do Christmas there.
What do y'all?
I get, but this is the first time in... Because I guess like COVID and everything.
Yeah.
She was real scared because she's a nurse, a practitioner. So and she works with COVID. So.
Yeah, man. It's still going strong.
Yeah. It always picks up around this time.
Cold time.
Yeah. Like summer and winter is like peak COVID times.
That's why I said like if she's willing to open up her home, knowing what her experience with COVID and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, well then.
Things are looking better.
That's a good sign. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Man. Y'all do like a traditional meals?
Oh, man. Well,
Filipino or
definitely
American?
Filipino. Yeah. But her husband's Vietnamese.
Oh,
so,
sick.
But he loves Filipino food. So, like, they'll do the whole pig. I mean, the whole pig.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They do a big.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah. It's good. What about y'all?
My parents are in the Philippines, so
Oh.
we're not celebrating Christmas until like late January.
Dude, I saw that they're in like Singapore or something like that. I saw that, like, I'm friends with their mom.
So they left like early December, and then they, from the Philippines, they flew to Singapore for my dad's birthday. They spent like a couple of days in Singapore.
Damn, that's lit.
And they're going to go back to the Philippines.
Wow.
Good for
them. And then they're going to meet up my sister's family, because she's currently in Japan with her family.
Okay. Oh.
She's going to come down to the Philippines. The kid, it'll be the kid's first time there. CJ's first time there, her husband.
Oh, shit. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. They're going to see, you know, I think they're all going to go to Boracay. And then they're going to come back. And I think my parents are going to babysit the kids for a few days. And then my sister and her husband will go to Palawan.
Oh, nice. Whoa.
So that's like, awesome, man. That's so cool.
Dang, good stuff. Man.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, no Christmas. We'll be celebrating with Nancy's family Christmas.
Nice.
But with my family, no Christmas till January.
Christmas Christmas is where the family is.
Yeah.
With wow.
It's brought to you by Hallmark.
What's our ad music?
Oh man, I've been trying to think what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, and a whole lot of nothing, man. What do I do? Dude, I'll tell you what I'm about to do. Tomorrow, you know, at the time of the year for company parties.
Ooh, lit.
Yeah, last year, so Nikki, part of her company went to a really, really nice country club out in like Memorial-ish area out in the West. Okay. If you know where that is.
Shoddy's. Oh, is that when you were like snapping and you looked like you were like in a mansion or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not there this year. It's in town. It's off Kirby. It's at Carrabba's, off North Kirby at 59.
Fucking love Carrabba's.
And then there's like a place called Grace. Have you been there? It's like a restaurant called Grace's. We're going there for drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Grace's before for drinks and stuff like that. So something nice. A little low key. And then I have my company's party on Saturday. We're going to Churrasco's. Have you been there? A Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking good, man.
That's something like
I think the one right there on Westheimer.
Shepherd? Oh, yeah. Is it Westheimer?
Shepherd and Westheimer?
Yeah.
Shepherd, Westheimer? No.
Oh.
No, but there's one there.
Yeah, right? There is one there.
Okay.
This is the one in Memorial City.
Uh-huh.
Right off I-10.
Is it in City Center?
Yeah, around that area. Wow. So I'm excited for that. That's what I've been doing.
They have a really cool... Have you been to the bowling alley over in the City Center? It's like a super hipster-looking bowling alley. But it's like kind of smaller lanes and like, you know, like hip-looking pins and shit. It's fun.
Yeah. I loved it. I'm a hipster.
Yeah, I liked it.
I've never been there.
Good drinks, too. Yeah.
I don't even remember last time I went to that area. City
fucking
Center.
Far.
Yeah.
Galing used to go there all the times for movie nights. But then.
That's cute.
Speaking of movies, are y'all ready for Avatar?
I heard it's good.
Dude, Kenny saw it.
Kenny saw it, so it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's already nominated for Best Direction.
My God.
I'm like, this literally just came out.
Okay. We'll
how did he see it?
Probably like that. Early showing.
Okay.
I think Apollo has like a movie podcast, so they get like early screening to a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's fucking tight.
That's awesome.
Have you been to one with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went to early screening with Asia because I guess she signed up with like through her email, some company. And so they send her tickets like screenings. Yeah.
No, nice.
So I went to one with her, but the movie was terrible. I forgot the movie. I don't even remember.
You know, before I had like obligations on Tuesday, it's like Movie Tuesdays, right? At like, I think it's like Cinemark, I believe.
Cinemark has it. Studio Movie Girl has it.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. I would go to the movies with Nikki's parents. And we'd watch a movie. You know, first it started off, I was just like, oh, it's cheap Tuesdays, you know, like let's go. And then we did it for a couple weeks. And then they got to one weekend where it was stacked, where we watched, I forgot what one of the movies, but one of the movies we watched was the Top Gun.
Fuck, I'm so mad I didn't see that in theaters.
Oh, it was awesome.
I'll never get to experience that in theaters.
Oh, I think, and it was also everything.
Sorry, twice.
I think it was everything everywhere all at once.
Nice. Yeah.
And then we watched Top Gun right after
God
that.
Damn.
That's fire.
I haven't seen
everything. All. It's good.
Yeah you need really a, you good. Need just like a the TV and just you sit down and absorb that movie.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride.
Have you been spoiled on anything?
Mm-mm. No.
Keep it that way.
I just know the main character is
Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a beast.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris?
My sisters are coming.
Nice.
All
the nieces.
Yeah, we're doing Christmas on the 26th. Then we usually do Bria's family stuff the 24th. Christmas Eve, it's whenever we do the whole big family shebang. And then Christmas Day is like, you know, like her, what is it called? Her family is like her main family's side. Mm-hmm. We do Christmas in the morning and stuff. We usually do breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it this year. Which I'm kind of glad because gonna be pretty chill, I hope.
Yeah. Do you I was just thinking right now, is it kind of like crazy where like before back then, like Christmas, you know, we had our own family traditions, and now we're at that point in our lives where like we're kind of like
you have to make new traditions.
Yeah, you're kind of creating your own. Like I think like Christmases we'd be like, oh, we're going to Sean's and then we'll go over here, and then we're like, you know, it's crazy. Like do you like besides going to your family's, like, are you going to Asia's family's Christmas? Do they do anything special?
I went two years ago.
Okay.
I think we went, and so like that was like actually like one of the first times I met her brother because he lives in like a different state.
Oh, okay,
nice.
So like her family's, her mother and father are separated, so they basically have two Christmases to
gotcha.
Go to.
Yeah.
So we went to the mother's in San Antonio, and all her side came down. So I met that whole side for the first time, and yeah, it was awesome. It was super fun.
Nice.
They play games, you know. It was a totally different dynamic than what my family does, you know, because they Filipino. Like after you eat so much food, like you just go to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
you just sleep on the couch.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
They just like. They had like we did a seafood boil, and then like ooh. We just went right to games, like card games. I mean, you name it. Like,
that's yeah. fucking
dude.
Awesome.
That's what Nikki's family. They like try and prioritize like one. They prioritize like birthdays and events like that. But then when it comes to holidays, they like to do like not just eating and then like, get on your phone and then watch them. They like to do activities and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And that's kind of like rubbed off on me. Like it's kind of mm-hmm. like. Let's be more intentional and like let's just not get together just to get together. You know, let's do something.
That's something you're gonna implement in like your
I think
family.
So. I think yeah. so. I think that's already kind of like rubbed off on me.
Nice.
So
yeah, like it's like the same situation. Like when I started going to Breeze, like family Christmases and stuff, they would do games too. We would play Loteria.
Nice.
And then oh man, I fucking love this game. We haven't played it recently though, but it's Tomototo. It's a gambling game with the top.
Oh, that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah.
I was gonna
ask, dude, when y'all play the games, do y'all gamble? Oh, it gets intense.
We only did quarters though, but yeah, that shit is so fun because I love gambling, even though I'm not good at it. But you know, just like a thrill. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of been like new. Fucking new. It's been like what 8 years or so, but like in general, yeah, that was like a new experience, like, you know, doing more than just fucking chit-chatting or playing video games, but actually doing, you know, live games with like the family and stuff. Oh, and they do like White Elephant stuff, so that's really fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
nice. All right, so kind of in honor of Reddit on Wiki doing the LLC, we're gonna kind of do like a Reddit on Wiki type of vibe thing. But I'm not going to do Am I the Asshole? That's kind of the main shtick of Josh. But we're going to do my favorite subreddit on that show. Reddit.com/r/TIFU. That's Today I Fucked Up. Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to read some stories and then we're just going to get y'all's reaction.
All right.
So I just filtered by the top stories of the month. This is "Today I fucked up by purchasing an expensive coffee machine and making a terrible discovery." Mm-hmm. "I drink a lot of coffee. My mornings consist of 200-300 milliliter mugs of coffee. And I sometimes have a third after dinner later in the day.
Okay.
Recently, I got far too into James Hoffman's videos and decided to upgrade my shitty drip coffee machine for a proper precision brewer. Mm. And when I say precision, I mean that this thing comes with a water testing strip so that you can calibrate the machine for the mineral content in your water supply."
Oh my
Holy
God.
Shit.
Some serious nerd shit. Yeah. "To justify this ludicrous amount of money that I spent on what appears to be the Hadron Collider of coffee machines, I did some research on brewing ratios in order to maximize the allegedly life-changing potential of this equipment."
Wow.
"Now,
it tastes like shit.
Now, coffee science says that the ideal water to beans ratio for this brew method is about 60 grams of grounds per liter of water. Out of interest, I decided to prepare my usual ratio from the old machine and see how close I was. It turns out, since I got the old machine just over a year ago, I've been brewing at about 20 grams per liter, resulting in what I now realize is pathetically weak brew. I prepared a proper 60 gram per liter brew with the new machine, and the resulting coffee was on another planet. The flavors were so developed, it was like I could taste the touch of the Colombian farmer who picked these beans.
My God.
I drank my full morning dose of 200-300 milliliter mugs in just over an hour.
Wow.
And then I discovered an unexpected side effect. The year of drinking weak-ass brew has conditioned my body for weak coffee. And I had just drunk over a half of a liter of coffee that was theoretically three times as strong as my usual. It has now been an hour since I finished that first pot, and I could hear the passage of time. A fly flew past me in slow motion. I made an omelet for lunch, and I beat an egg so fast it turned into steam.
Oh my God.
My heart no longer beats, it just vibrates. And there is something unholy brewing in my lower intestine, and I am fearing the wrath of God when it is released. Please send help. Too long, don't read. My new coffee machine gave me the knowledge that I've been conditioning my body for piss weak brew for a year. And two cups of the real strong stuff made me transcend the space-time continuum."
That's fucking hilarious.
Wow, that's a great read.
That was.
Chris, can you relate to that story at all?
I mean, I understand what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He was just like what he was brewing before. It was just mostly water because he was doing 20 grams per liter. So you're getting like a terrible extraction out. You're not getting like the right amount of like caffeine out of it. So, you know, doing that correct ratio would definitely, I mean, it just makes sense. You know, it was a way more proper extraction. So then, yes, you would taste a lot more of like the notes of what the coffee should be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, that caffeine extraction is probably way more top notch with the, I guess, the new machine he got. So, yeah. I mean, it all makes sense.
It's so crazy that he was drinking shitty coffee for over a year and was like, had made coffee such a big part of his personality that he spent all this money on a crazy machine. When in fact, this whole time he didn't know shit about coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't just really fucking liked it, man. Like, that's so weird.
He liked shitty coffee.
Yeah.
And it was such a big part of his personality. He had no idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it must be like discovering coffee all over again, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's cool.
I feel like I'm recently like starting to enjoy coffee. I've always enjoyed coffee. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's more so now that I'm starting to drink it in the morning. Not too much, but more so iced coffee. Mm-hmm. I like doing the whole week because we buy this. It's like a Cajon. Kahuna something, some sort of like I don't know if you
the Filipino one.
No, it sounds Filipino, but it's like it's a Hawaiian based coffee. And they sell it, and it's in the extract like that. It's like
you just mix it with like ice.
Yeah,
and cream.
So you get the ice, you put the coffee. I don't know the correct term of it. Is it coffee? Yeah.
Yeah, iced coffee.
Okay, yeah.
The concentrate.
Concentrate. Yeah, concentrate. Yeah. I've been doing that more so, and then put in the different kind of creamers. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
They are delicious. But then whenever I wait, oh, we're going to go out and then get a cup of coffee, and then when I drink that coffee, I'm like...
Yeah. Cold brew is going to definitely...
Cold brew
is probably the highest concentration of coffee you could drink.
Yeah. Wait, do you get cold brew when you go out? Or do you get hot coffees?
Both, but more so hot coffee. Dude, I'm so bad at ordering coffee. I get anxiety.
I think we've talked about this.
I get anxiety ordering coffee.
I want to ask, the way I do it, I do it by weather. I can't do hot coffee when the summer, when it's blazing balls hot.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So. Can you eat pho, though?
Yeah, I can.
It's pho, though, dude.
It's fucking pho.
It fills you in a different way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know?
After meals, I like a warm drink, a heavy meal. So even if it's hot as fuck, I'll have to chill in the car for a little bit to regulate, but then I'll want some coffee.
I don't know. I just can't. It's just the hot coffee makes me, it just makes
like
me
sweat.
Hot. Yeah, hotter.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sweating that early in the morning.
Do you want to understand the coffee menu real quick? Coffee menu 101. So
yeah.
Fear for your life.
There's some fucking facts for y'all, Shotty.
Spit it on me.
Okay, so.
Let me move away from you before this starts.
Pause. Absolutely pause.
So just imagine this is like a normal cup, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we start off as, think of espresso.
People can't see, dude.
Oh.
Imagine this. That's a normal cup.
I'll do finger sizes.
Hell yeah.
Fucking shit.
Stop.
Oh, wait, maybe you should have stopped when they were like this.
When they were touching.
Yeah. No. Okay. So think of espresso, right? You know, when you think of when you make a cocktail.
Okay.
And you just have the shots of vodka, you fill it up and that's a vodka Sprite or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So your shots of espresso are basically just this much of your, when you order an espresso-based drink, right?
Yeah.
So you have, base espresso, right? When you do a latte, it's going to be, this much. No latte should be this big, but just ratio-wise.
Yeah, ratio-wise. Yeah.
Your shot, say you get a small latte, right?
Yeah.
These are American standards.
And talking hot or cold?
Hot. Okay. Actually, in both cases.
Really? Does it? Okay.
Yeah. So say you have a 12-ounce cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about, if you get two shots in your coffee, it's going to be give or take 2 ounces, 2+ ounces. And then the rest of that is just going to be milk. That's a latte. So the only really big differences between the hot drinks, like latte, an American macchiato, and a cappuccino, is how you foam the milk.
Mm.
So for instance... Because there's a difference between steam milk, which is just hot, liquidy milk, and then there's that foam layer, right?
Yeah.
So let's say latte will be this much foam, espresso, this much steam milk, this much foam.
Okay.
A cappuccino will be this much espresso, this much foam.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
A macchiato, just think of that as, this is an American macchiato, not an espresso macchiato in Italy. Turn the latte upside down. So you'll just have the milk will be on the bottom, the espresso is on top.
Mm.
So essentially, when you're ordering it in a to-go cup, every drink is basically the same. So it's the real coffee experience comes from having it in the cafe in a for here cup. That's how you can really kind of
in a what cup?
In a for here cup, just in a mug.
For here? In a mug.
Wait, what's the term?
Four here.
Oh, four
here.
Yeah,
four here cup.
Four here cup. It's damn, that's fancy, bro.
No, but yeah, you know.
Does Starbucks even do mugs anymore?
No.
They only do to-go cups.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So there's other things the flat white, which it's just, it gets complicated. Because a flat white is basically going to be a smaller latte, but then that's okay, I'm just going to go off American shit. So think of a flat white as a smaller latte.
Yeah.
And then think of a cortado. Sorry, when you hear cortado, it's going to be equal parts espresso to equal parts steamed milk.
Mm.
So yeah.
Wouldn't you want more? Wouldn't you want more coffee?
No, it's the same in all of those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's as an example.
Yeah.
So like, that's the whole thing is, like, what are you going for when you're drinking your coffee?
Because,
like, oh, and then the other thing is the Americano, which will just be espresso and
water.
Water. And that's to emulate.
Wait, say that again, the Americano?
Americano is just espresso and hot water. Why'd they do that? Because in Italy, they didn't have drip coffee, like a Folgers shit. They didn't have that. So they would take espresso shots and just add water to it. And that would be the closest thing they could get to a drip coffee. Holy shit.
I feel like I've had that sometimes and I'm like, this tastes bad.
It's just coffee.
Yeah, it's just espresso. So like a lot of, you know, whenever you order espresso-based drinks, like, and it's just the espresso, like espresso and water.
Yeah.
That's when you could tell kind of like, you know, this tastes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like Americano should taste good if the espresso is good.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Hmm. Dang, 101.
But yeah, it should help you out. Hopefully not get scared. If you order an iced fucking anything,
it's all the same shit.
You're getting espresso and like cold milk. You can't do anything to the milk really when it's cold. So if you order anything iced, it's gonna be the same
shit. It's an iced latte.
Yeah, it's an iced latte with flavor. That's literally everything.
What's your Starbucks go-to?
My Starbucks go-to right now is a fucking iced...
sugar cookie.
Iced sugar cookie. Yo, my man.
When you said that on the, what was it, the last episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like ordering mine at the same time.
No shit. Oh, my God, dude. This thing is good.
Iced sugar cookie?
I get oat milk.
Yeah, yeah, with almond milk. Yeah. Oh, my
God. Damn.
So, yeah.
I just got a gift card, so I'm like.
Dude, try it. I mean, okay, so an iced sugar cookie latte. Oh, it sounds so fancy. It's just going to be two shots of espresso, cold milk. They're gonna add sugar cookie syrup.
Oh, okay.
Do people just get espresso shots?
Like, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've never.
That's like if you want to go to a bar and they're like, oh, give me like two shots of whiskey. Like they want it to hit like that.
No.
But here's a fun fact: if you want to get the same kick of caffeine, a normal serving size 8-ounce cup of just drip coffee, correctly brewed drip coffee, will have more caffeine than your shot of espresso. Yeah. By serving size. Of course, 8 ounces of espresso is going to have much more.
Yeah.
But that's a death sentence. You don't want to do that. Some guy ordered that and we were really like scared for him.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, so like, you know, hopefully you don't get scared ordering stuff
like
anymore.
That.
It's not that scary. If you're doing a Starbucks order, every drink is close to the same.
Yeah.
Because they use automated machines. No disrespect to Starbucks baristas. Because I know y'all bust your ass. You work at a busy fucking place. No disrespect at all. But just saying, you know, if you go to like, you know, another third wave shop, third wave meaning the wave of coffee shops after Starbucks. So like all the little shops we have around here. Yeah, it's a good way to, you know, order just so you don't.
Nice.
So you look like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, let's read one more, and then we'll get into our recommendations. And then also, I just realized this is the last episode of the year, so we can kind of give some thought on what your New Year's resolution
might be. Did we reach our New Year's resolutions?
And then we can talk about if we even touched our New Year's resolutions from last year.
Fook.
All right.
But I don't even
before
know
we
what
get
I said last year.
Into that.
I remember what I said.
I remember
because I constantly look at myself in the mirror as a failure. So you have not completed these.
All right. So today I fucked up by asking my husband for a bowl of nuts with Tabasco on it.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I can't believe I'm writing this right now. A couple minutes ago, I asked my husband a simple favor to bring me some nuts with Tabasco on it. I'm a big fan of Tabasco, and recently we bought a really good nut mix. A couple minutes later, he walks in laughing with, you guessed it, his nuts in a bowl with Tabasco.
I freaking knew it.
That's fucking gangster.
I feel like I've heard this before.
I feel like I've done this. He initially thinks that he is being so very funny, but I've been on the subreddit long enough to know exactly what happens when spicy sauce gets in touch with your no-no area and tell him to get in the shower and wash it off. I'm obviously laughing in complete astonishment. I'm no rock. He claims he is not feeling anything and that it's all okay. A couple seconds go by, and he walks into the room with a shocked face, telling me it's really bad. He's gotten into the shower trying to wash it all off and also demanded a bowl of milk to dip the nuts in. I doubt this works, but I wasn't going to fight with a man in pain.
Oh my gosh.
At the end, somehow, I am to blame. Quote, I knew what I was doing when I asked for a bowl of nuts with Tabasco on it, end quote.
Oh.
I promise you, I married a smart man, but I don't know who this guy is.
Wow.
I got my actual nuts with Tabasco on it in a clean new bowl, or in a new clean bowl, and eating it as I'm trying.
Oh. Wait, what?
Oh, I think she means like actual the nut mix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I got my actual nuts with Tabasco on it. I was like, wait, she has
nuts, dude? What?
I
mean,
I got my actual nuts with Tabasco on it in a new clean bowl, and I'm eating it as I'm typing this. So all's well again, in my world at least. Too long didn't read. Today I fucked up by asking my husband to bring me a bowl of nut mix we had just bought with some Tabasco on it. And instead, he gave me his nuts with Tabasco on it.
I like that.
That's fun.
I heard oat milk will help.
I heard
there's only one way to try.
Oat milk cookie from Starbucks will help.
With raisins?
Did y'all see that fucking
The raisins
trend?
Already there.
Oh,
where it was like... your nuts have like a sense of taste. So it was like a trend to like dip your nuts in soy sauce.
Oh, and you can taste yeah. those
fucking Wait, can you though? God. For no, right?
There's only one way, yeah, to,
only
know.
Way to find out, dude. I can tell you yes or no, but will you know the truth?
Well, yeah.
I'll trust you.
I'll have to tell you. Did you do it?
No, hell no, no. That was like a big gotcha thing.
Oh,
I feel like.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
I never believed.
I never did.
I never believed. I always believe.
All right. Before we get into our recommendations and our New Year's resolutions, we have to hit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back. Back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
All right. Before we end the episode with our New Year's resolutions, actually, we'll end with the recommendations. We'll start. New Year's resolutions. This is the last episode of 2022.
That's fucking crazy.
Do you guys remember what your New Year's resolution was at the beginning of this year?
I don't.
I remember yours because you and Nancy talked about it. I don't remember mine at all.
I remember mine.
Chris, why don't you start?
Mine was to lose weight a good amount. And
you started though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But like only because I started
then
kind
you started
of in April.
Breakfast.
Yeah, right. And then I'm only like really getting into it right now because of the wedding. So it's only like.
That's normal.
Hey, man. But it started.
Man, yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah, but it's like not like. It's not like my resolution goal, you know? And then. Yeah, I never got into any shops this year. I think I was close to getting in one, but then like the guy I was working, like talking to, like never got back to me. Mm. That sucks. But yeah, next year, right?
Hey man, never quit. I don't.
This is the end.
I don't remember what I said. I remember what I said 2 years ago, but I don't remember discussing what we said at the beginning of this year, which is weird.
Probably some podcasting related thing.
I don't know. I remember
well,
2 years.
The tapes.
Yeah, I remember 2 years ago. It was, you know, to enjoy the planning of the wedding. Mm-hmm. But now this year, it's the wedding happened. We did that. I don't remember what my resolution was at all. I imagine, since I'm a fat ass, that the goal was to lose weight. I imagine. And I've only gained. So that was an absolute failure. I recently, like, because we started working out and then, like, we didn't change our diet hardcore, but I was, you know, I talked about it before. I realized that I wasn't getting enough protein. I feel like since I've done the whole making sure I'm getting enough protein in, I've only gained weight. I feel like maybe I'm not keeping my calorie deficit. Maybe that's
that
it.
Might be it.
Or maybe I'm not
from personal experience. That might be it.
Or maybe I'm not hitting the gym hard enough. But I feel tired. My muscles are sore, but I'm only gaining weight. I mean, it might be muscle weight, but also I don't think it is. I don't think so. Yeah.
I mean, you already said it. Definitely, probably, Pat. If you're not counting your calories, you're gaining weight, then you're probably going over your calorie intake for the day.
Yeah, because I remember when I was talking to June when I first started like going to the gym and stuff, he was like, yeah, I only track my protein. And I was like, sick, I'm going to do the same. And here I am, heavier and not muscles.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think I remember that podcast because June was already started lean, I guess. Well, June was already like, since I've known June, he was skinny.
Yeah.
So normally if you want to gain muscle to like where he is now, you do want to do what he said is eat a lot of protein because that's going to help you gain muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the opposite for losing weight. You know, you want to just plain out eat less of whatever you're eating. Mm-hmm. I mean, get enough of whatever you need to sustain, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was like
being healthy, but
I was like, okay, I can diet and then lose weight, but then like when I'm working out, I'm not going to gain any muscle if I don't have the protein, right? But now I just feel like that was a mistake.
Yeah. That's because from past experience, I'm big as hell now, but before I did lose 90 pounds at one point, you know, in like 8 months, and that's what I did. Wow. The main thing was like tracking your calories, and that's really what did it. Like, I would miss days at the gym and it still kind of wouldn't matter just as long as I kept within, you know, the calories.
Yeah.
And I still like, I was shedding weight like crazy, you know?
Nice.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. I think when I lost my most amount of weight was when I was working out at F45, but also when I was following my diet with Weight Watchers, when I was on Weight Watchers. Yeah. So I was thinking about getting back on Weight Watchers next year just because that was when I lost like 30, 40 pounds in a few months.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ryan, yours was, I think, just reading more. Because I remember you were on a big reading thing when you started the year.
Interesting.
Saw books on your table at your house.
Yeah, you and Nancy talked about reading a lot because that was also her resolution.
I think I did. I started off strong for like the first, like, say, 6 months of the year. I think I read.
That's pretty good.
I think I read at least maybe. And this is like read or like it was like audiobooks and stuff like that. Or listened to while I was driving and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe at least 6, 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
I think so. But for sure for the second half of the year, slid, hit a wall. But
it's always the second half, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, so honestly, it's quarter. Like usually for most people, the second like week is done with resolutions. So, I mean, kudos, dude. 6 months, half the year. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, audiobooks are fucking awesome.
I like them. I feel like it's just a different way of thinking. I know some people. There's some person in mind that I know that like says, I don't have the time to read. Like, what's the gist of the book? And I'm just like, I don't know, man. You're like, that's kind of like ruining the experience.
Yeah.
You have to like enjoy reading. If you don't enjoy reading, I mean, like, you can learn how, like, to enjoy. You can develop the hobby to incorporate in your day. You know, if you're going in with the mindset of like, what's the point? You know, then.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, just don't do it. Find another way to improve, you know, a different outlet, you know. Yeah.
My whole thing is like I hate reading, but I like learning. So like that's why I found the audiobook or audiobooks, you know, way easier for me. And you know, since I'm like, you know, driving somewhere anyway, it's like it gives me something else to, you know, do as I'm driving.
Two birds and one stone type of deal.
Yeah.
For sure.
Tim, what was your resolution, if you had one?
This past year, I mean, really, the one that didn't work was the lose weight one. I really wanted to lose weight, but now, I mean, I'm starting over again. And Chris, like you said, your wedding, you know, mm-hmm. I'm invited. Thank you. that's like a plan is try to lose weight for your wedding.
So oh, shit, right on.
Fit in, too. In a tux, dude.
I also don't fit any of the suits I have.
Yeah, man.
That's same.
It's tough.
Same, man.
Yep.
We're on the wrong side of 30, guys.
It happened fast, also.
It happened quick.
Dude, I got gray. I got gray hairs.
Dude, I before dude, I my haircut, but I got like this huge area right here. That's just like gray. I'm like, whoa.
I'm starting getting to get in my beard and stuff.
Hell like, yeah. I'm starting to pepper out and I'm fucking loving it.
Yeah. I like a good.
Yeah. Just lose weight and I guess I wanted to like train more and learn more about like firearm safety and, you know, like I guess what like the laws when you can and when you can't, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So
yeah,
I guess I that falls under like reading. I read a lot about that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Right.
That actually happened, but the weight loss thing didn't work.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, one out of two, man. Good shit.
Most people are zero out of, you know, whatever they like me.
I know people don't even make goals, you know, and they're just like, I don't care. And I think that's you need goals. You don't know. You're not going to go anywhere if you can't like pinpoint, visualize where you want to go, you know?
Yeah.
So you need goals, you know, and if you hit them or not, you have to work towards something. And I think that's just part of life, you know?
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do this, but I've been wanting to be like the type of guy that like whiteboard stuff and like puts it on a board and like, it's like sees it every day. And it's like,
oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. I got to be fucking working towards that.
Yeah. Visualize. You know what
I mean? Yeah. That's something that like I hear a lot of people do. And like, it always like, they always talk about it as like a big part of their success is just like seeing
it.
Yeah. Writing it down, seeing it every single day and being like, oh, that's my goal. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Like I think for me, like every resolution I set is like doomed to fail unless I like constantly have a reminder.
Yep.
Just because life is like, even though we like come to these things and we're like, we haven't done anything, our life is still like full of stuff we have to get done. Even if it's not like exciting to talk about on a podcast, there's so much shit that takes up so much time in your day. So it's like, unless you have something to see or something to, you know, remind you of your goal, it's extremely easy to lose focus.
Oh yeah.
As like I can't remember the amount of times that I successfully did a resolution. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I want to be a whiteboard guy. I want to fucking, you know, the fucking manifest shit. I want to get in on that.
It doesn't even need to be a whiteboard for me. Like, I have a note that I visit every day, like a note in my phone, and it's a laundry list of like what I need to do. It's a personal like it's like a journal, you know, just things I view every day, and just like keep track of what am I doing, you know. It's not I want to be like so elaborate and like, you know, see it out, but then like at the end of the day, it's just like, sometimes not the end of the day, but like after time, it just becomes like words on the wall, you know. Mm-hmm. And like it doesn't, if that doesn't motivate you seeing it on the wall, then the chances of it being like accomplished starts to fade. Even like with me, like I'll write things down on my phone and be like, don't look at it, like for 4 days, 5 days later, a week later, I'm like, oh shit, like. It's just you have to find something that works for you. And if I hope whiteboarding, you know, I hope that works for anyone out there listening, and Sean included, you know, and myself included. Because we got to work towards something, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, before we end off the year, let's give the last recommendations we have of the year. My honorable mention. I was going to say, listen to the fucking Hanson's Christmas album, Snowden, from like 1990-something.
Nice.
An excellent Christmas album. Some would say the GOAT, and by some, I mean me, Christmas album of all time.
Mariah Carey says different. No, oh.
I mean, yeah. Dude, she makes two to three
number
mil.
One again on the...
Of course.
Billboard.
Of course. Absolutely, of course. She owns November and December.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. You know, that's a, yeah. I mean, realistically, the Hanson Christmas album is not the GOAT, but it's very nostalgic for me because that's what my sisters would listen to, aka that's what I would listen to. So, like, I re-listened to that album again. I was like, oh, it's fucking bops. And it also brought to mind that Hanson is actually the fucking real Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brothers stole their whole shit, bro.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
There's three brothers singing.
Mm-hmm.
They had a
makes sense.
They had a younger brother that sang the high notes, the middle brother lead singer, and then the older brother that can't sing for shit. Now it's the same. It's the same vibe. I was like, whoa,
you love to see it.
That was a blueprint.
Yeah, they, and then even like Nancy had never listened to Hanson before. I think, I mean, probably Umbop, but yeah, she was listening to the Christmas album with me, and she was like, the middle brother does like legit sound like Joe Jonas. She was like, I could see the similarities. And I was like, they stole their whole shit.
Hey, probably. You know how music is, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all
watch Atlanta? I'm watching the last episode of Atlanta.
Last
season of Atlanta.
Most of it. I don't think I've seen like the latest two seasons.
I'm on something. Episode four of the last season.
I just watched an episode where they were talking about, it was like, because the whole series is like commentary on like the black experience. That's what I read, because when I get confused, because it can be a confusing series.
It became very just episodic.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, yeah. But I'll read like what the message was, mm-hmm, and like what they're trying to feel. And a lot of it is meant to be, you know, to explain like the black experience and stuff like that. But like they did a whole episode where like they did like a pyramid scheme for like rappers, and they were doing like, all right, when you get old and you know you're not selling albums, what you need to do is find a YWA. Yeah. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, YWA, dude, young white avatar or something.
So pretty much
they were like, just find a young white kid and then give him all your knowledge and then write all his songs, do everything, let him be famous, and then you'll make like the royalties on it or something like that. And I was like, whoa, I don't know what we were talking about that got me there, but yeah, I'm just rewatching, or I'm watching for the first time the last season of Atlanta, and it's really, really
good.
So watch Atlanta. I guess that's my, I've given that recommendation before, but this last season is very, very good. Watch Atlanta. It's, I don't know. It's just a really good show. The vibes are crazy. And it's like a scary, it feels like a horror movie.
Really?
At some points.
Yeah.
But it's...
That Teddy Perkins episode was god-awful scary.
That was really scary. Really? That was a straight-up horror. But yeah, it has like really tense vibes, but also very comedic moments. It's an excellent show, and I'm sad that it's done. But it also makes sense, dude. All the four characters on that main cast are fucking...
Oh, yeah, they're...
Booked,
like, I'm starting...
Blessed.
I just saw... who's the guy that plays the rapper? He's on the Bullet Train.
He's on Bullet Train.
He's
in Eternal. Oh,
yeah. It was on Netflix. I watched it. I was like, what the hell? He's on
Is Bullet Train on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on it.
Just got
Netflix or HBO?
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. I did watch that.
I love that movie. He's a fucking superhero. You got
Domino.
Domino. Zazie Beetz. She's in Domino. Fucking the guy who plays Darius is in a bunch of shit. I feel like he's like the internet's favorite actor. And then Donald Glover's Donald Glover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that cast is crazy. The show is crazy. Yeah, that's my last recommendation of the year.
Wow.
Since we're on TV shows, Yellowstone.
I heard it's good.
I hear nothing but good things about
the
show.
Hype. Because I don't have like, because it's on Paramount Plus, so I don't have it. No one I know has it.
It's on Peacock, right?
It's also on Peacock.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Peacock.
Okay. But anyway, so My girlfriend's Asia's house, her dad has like AT&T, and then it comes with Paramount Plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So when I was at her house, I recorded the series.
Nice.
And he was like, "Who's been watching Yellowstone?" You know, because he's not gonna watch that stuff. But yeah, so I go over there and watch it at her house. But yeah, definitely watch that show.
Yeah, the writer of the show is like
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, Taylor Sheridan is a
monster.
Yeah,
he's a monster. And then, side note, I mean, Tulsa King. It's on.
I was about to bring that up. Bro, my sister
Sylvester
and I just
Stallone
randomly watched that show.
That's
a fun fucking show.
Yeah,
was it an action movie?
It's a show.
It's like mafia crime.
Yeah, so like the gist of it is like Sylvester Stallone was in prison for 25 years. And he's a mafia guy, right? He tries to come back, tries to get back his territory. They're like, no, it's been 25
going
years.
Going to Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I got you a city, Tulsa, in Oklahoma. And he's like, pissed off about it and shit. But so you're watching, it's kind of fucked up, but you're watching this mafioso, like, claim a city.
Country-ass town.
Country-ass town, dude. And it's fucking, it's awesome. Wow.
And he's been in prison for 25 years.
Yeah.
So he comes out and he's like,
doesn't know what to
count. He hears rap music and he's like, "You listen to this shit?"
You know, he's like, "What's an Uber?"
Yeah.
What's an Uber?
It's funny.
He had to learn how to drive again.
Yeah.
Where's it on? What's it on?
That's on Paramount.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one's on Paramount.
What was I watching it on? I think it was on Hulu. Something like
that. Wow, that'd be cool. That's a fun show.
Yeah. Definitely. But definitely Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. There's a reason it's like the number one. Was it the number one watched show?
I don't know.
Something
but,
like that ever. Like,
but I feel like people always are talking about.
Oh, it's.
Like people will be like, "Oh, yeah, do you watch Yellowstone?" Like a bunch of like my coworkers will ask me, former guest Chris Rod is like, "Hey, you watching Yellowstone?" I'm like,
"Yeah."
I honestly don't know what the fuck that is. Like everybody keeps talking to me about that.
This is my first time hearing it.
It's fucking amazing. And let's just say like after I watched the first season, I was like, okay. I started like going on to like all these websites and looking for land.
Oh my gosh.
Like in fucking Montana. I was like, how
much
is land?
The people over there hate the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
They hate the fucking
I'm
people
sure because they're like, I moved here for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. But because it's loosely based off of, you know, situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah. Definitely, like I was looking at land, like seeing how much land is. So now I want land. And I want to ride a horse, dude. I've never ridden a horse, you know.
Same. What?
Yeah, man. I want to ride. I want to do everything that's on. I want to freaking be a freaking cowboy now, dude. We're from Texas, man.
Yeah, sure.
My sister just bought land.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I forget where, but yeah, she just bought land.
Sick.
Yeah, nice. Dude.
Yeah.
Get some horses.
I didn't invite me.
That's Tim's Tim's recommendation. buy
horses.
Buy horses and then invite me over.
No, but it's some crazy. I love that show.
Yeah. I'll look it up tonight.
Do it. I'm telling you. You'll be hooked. I think I watched like because they're long episodes. They're about like hours something long, but I think I watched the first two or three. There's four seasons or five seasons. I watched the first three seasons in like a day.
Jeez.
Holy fuck.
I stayed up all night. I was like,
wow.
I was hooked.
Damn.
Wow.
That's tight.
I was hooked.
Man.
All right. What about y'all?
Recommendations looking out for next year. I have another project I'm working on. Follow me on Instagram at Ziggy Harlock or at day_off.exe. And just to see. What's popping? That's all I'm going to say about that.
You have a new thing. I followed it recently.
I have a new thing. I have a
new account or a new venture.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I'm just another thing for me to work on.
Is there a release date for that?
Yeah. I actually meant to text people about this. I'm looking at January 21st next year.
Nice.
Right before the Rumble.
The Royal Rumble in San Antonio.
What?
All right.
See you there, Ryan.
See you
did
there.
Did you buy tickets?
Yeah, I bought my tickets. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're going to be at Sonic's wedding with me, dude. We're not going to Royal Rumble.
Unless we make one at Sadek's wedding.
Dude, what do you call it? I think the same day Joe Coy performs here in Houston.
Nice.
God damn.
28th.
Sadek picked a busy weekend.
Yeah. So I think former guest, Calvin, was like, hey, man, you want to go to San Antonio the day before?
Wait, oh, Joe Coy? Oh, is doing San Antonio.
Oh, like on the 27th, I think. Oh, wow.
Damn, you can watch Joe Coy and Royal Rumble.
I mean, that was the plan.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Dude, I really don't know. I'm just thinking about current
events. Wait, hold on. Speaking of Joe Coy, is he still, like, cool? Not that he's canceled or anything, but I heard that Easter movie was a garbage.
Oh, I heard that was hot garbage.
Oh. Did you like it? Which was disappointing.
I haven't seen it, but...
Oh, my parents watched it, and they were like, I feel like this film is making fun of Filipinos and not celebrating Filipinos.
That's what I saw too, yeah.
So they're like, it was just a bunch of like accent jokes and like bad stereotypes.
It seemed like pretty cringy.
Yeah, so not great, but I'm sure his stand-up is still pretty good.
There's I listen to a lot of like comedians that podcasts, and like he's one of the comedians like no one ever talks about, like by his peers.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I heard Hassan. What's his name?
Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah.
Is that his name? I always think that's his name.
Hassan.
Oh, okay.
Is that that's the name, right?
Are you thinking about the guy who had like from the Houston? New show on Netflix?
Yeah, he had a new show on
Netflix. No, he's not from Houston, I don't think.
Oh, no, that's
Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah, I think you're talking about
Netflix
Mo.
Show.
Yeah, Mo. That's
yeah, no. Yeah.
That was my... Oh, fuck.
That was... Go ahead. No,
oh, my bad.
No.
Is that your recommendation?
Not Mo himself, but the rapper. Toby Nguyen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's sick.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love every him. Music video is
just
fucking
a masterpiece.
Visually so appealing. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know anymore.
Fuck.
No,
Hassan...
No. That's irrelevant, but I'll wrap things up. I guess by the time this comes out, it's 2 weeks later. But you know, today we found out that the dance star, Twitch, you know, committed suicide today. We lost him. And, I think my recommendation is just, you know, sad to lose, you know, like anyone in our life. And, it's more striking to see it in people that one you look up to and just kind of like on appearance, like seem like everything is great, you know?
Even mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, Jason David Frank.
Oh yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Suicide.
I don't know who that is.
The Green Ranger, Tommy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We talked about that last week too.
Yeah. Very briefly.
But yeah. It's
he
just
also committed suicide.
My recommendation is just, you know, check up on any friends that, you know, that you care about and those, I mean, who you have an impact, you know, we all have a voice and a reach to, that we owe to each other, you know, it can just be like, hey, I hope you're doing well, or it can be, you know, those who seem a little bit more troubled that you know of, you know. Always be a voice of help or a listening ear to anyone, you know, because it's sad to see that a lot of these stars and, you know, local people are losing our lives to, you know, to ourselves. It's hard. It's a hard thing. So coming in the new year, just look out for each other for sure.
Exact.
Yeah. All right. That. With that said, that's it for Shots and Thoughts for the rest of the year. Thank you guys for spending another year with us. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, Shotties.
Thank you, Shotties.
Shit, we would not be here without you.
Yeah. We had our biggest year being part of the Cultivate fam, and, you know.
Thank you, Cultivate.
Yeah, thank you, Cultivate. Holy shit.
Thank you for the network. Any guest that has been on our show. Thank you, Tim.
Big shout out to Tim.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, it's long overdue, but you're here. Better late than never. And thank you all our listeners, all the shotties that we once said. That's been a part of the journey from the jump this year. If you're new, if you're an old, we welcome all and we thank you for riding with us throughout the years.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next year. As always, we love you guys.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
See you.
Happy holidays. Goodbye. Bye.
Thank you.